Guten Morgen, Hagen, whatever. I don't know what I'm saying. I do know. This is the news according to me. Well, good morning. It is middle of the weekday. Wednesday. Not Tuesday. It's Wednesday. 2/23/2022. Say that really fast 5 times. Just go ahead and try it. Interesting day today. We have, it's Wednesday. That's interesting enough. We could talk about the history of Wednesday, why it's called Wednesday, and what Wednesday is. It's, or Wednesday, however you want to pronounce it. Or we could just talk about what's in my cup. Right now, my cup is, it's got tea with honey and sugar. I left the house without my regular, what I was going to drink today. I'm at the world headquarters for the news according to me right now. I'm at the studio, main studio right now. I'll be here for a couple hours doing this show, and I'm going to leave. I have other things to do. Oh, I don't know. I might hang around for a little bit. I got some cleaning up to do. I got to collect the trash. It's trash day. Actually, that's what day it is. It's trash day. Every Wednesday, our county... I might need a sip of tea here a little bit. Every Wednesday, our illustrious county that I pay exorbitant taxes to live in, to have the right to own a property in. We'll talk about property. Maybe we'll talk about property tax today and how immoral it is. I have Yeah, let's talk about the garbage first. Garbage day. It's over at the dump, the county landfill. On Wednesdays, residents of this county, we can take our trash to the landfill for free. They get a little grumpy sometimes over there working at the trash dump. But we can take our trash in. You have to. I think it's 3 bags. They used to say 3 regular sized kitchen bags. It used to be all kinds of stipulations on it. It was you had to go in and check in with them. They had to check your license, make sure you were a resident of the county, and then you could only be driving a minivan, a station wagon, or a regular passenger vehicle. You couldn't drive a pickup truck in there. That was the technical ordinance. If you came in with a pickup truck with 1 garbage bag, they basically told you couldn't do that because you're driving the wrong vehicle, which was kind of a nuisance because I own a pickup truck, and how am I supposed to drop off my trash? I also have 3 cars, but that's beside the point. I don't want to get trash in my car. So then they changed it all of a sudden. It just changed out of the blue, just for no reason, just changed. All of a sudden, it became this deal where you could just show up, drive right past the gate, go in and drop your trash off. And these have these special bins for putting the county trash in, for your residence trash. And you can only have 3 bags still. But they don't stipulate now what size the bags are. Nobody watches it. You just pull in. It's all willy-nilly. It's a free-for-all. It's chaos. Some people back in. They have to back in because they don't want to have to carry their trash 3 more feet, which is the worst way to pull in there, because now you're tearing around going in and out and trying to get into a spot. I've learned very, very carefully that if I just park off to the side, just drive straight in, park off to the side, get out, take my trash, walk over, throw it in the dumpster there. Walk back over to my car. I can back right out, back straight up, and I can see where I'm going forwards, where all the people are, to avoid them, instead of trying to back into a spot to save 3 feet, and you don't save any time doing it. I did it for a while because everybody else was back, and I thought, well, I'll back in. And I realized this is stupid. So I started pulling straight in because I can see right in front of me. I can see very well as I'm driving in. Make sure I don't hit anybody or anything. When I'm backing up, there's nothing behind you. There's no people milling around behind the car. There might be another car behind me trying to get in or doing something stupid, but that's, I don't mind hitting another car as much as I do hitting a person. Because people leave really nasty stains. And so I was trying to back up recently. Well, one day, this is a better story. I'm going to tell this story instead. A couple months ago, I think the place closes at like 4:15 or 4:45 or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. It's like it's a 15-minute past the hour or something. And I showed up at 4:17 or whatever it was, 2 minutes after it closed. And of course, they close the gate halfway as if you're not going to come in. Now, granted, you can only do this once a week. So if you miss a day, now all of a sudden you've got 2 weeks' worth of garbage you're trying to get rid of. And for some reason, our household generates an awful lot of garbage. There's only two of us, and we generate 3 bags full just about every week. Now, it's keep in mind, I'm gone most of the time. So I'm not placing blame on anyone here. And most of the trash that I have, it stays in my car. I just throw things in my back seat. I go to get gas. I just take it all out, throw it away in the trash there. Let them deal with it. It's the way I roll. It's efficient. It's the American way. So that's the way I do it. And so I'm not sure where all this trash is coming from. I'm not placing blame on anyone, but someone in my household is apparently, I'm not going to mention any names or who I suspect it might be. I'm just saying. Someone else besides me. And there's only two of us, so that's, you do the math on that. Yeah, so I pull in there two minutes late. I go past the thing. Now, mind you, this doesn't take anything for them to do. They don't have to check my ID. They don't have to do anything. I just pull in, throw my trash in the bin, and I'm off. I'm gone. It took me less than 2 minutes to do that. And I know for a fact the gate stays open until half past the hour, so I know it's going to stay open for at least another 10 minutes. They didn't have to do anything. Maybe they log every car. I don't know. I don't think they do because they're really so busy. People are pulling in and out of there. There's no way they can record everybody that's going in and out of there. So this lady comes flying out the door of the guard shack there, the little station where they have the wave station for the big trucks. Comes flying out of there. She says, We closed it 5 minutes ago. I stopped, of course, rolled my window down. She was yelling at me. I said, well, I'm sorry. Do you want me to go back and get my trash? I can dig it out of there. If you'd rather, it'll take me about 20 minutes probably to go back and get my trash out of there. And there's always the liability of me getting hurt and suing you for making me do that. Do you want me to do that? Basically, all I said was, well, I'm sorry. Do you want me to go back and get my trash? She's going to say, no. And she walked back in the door. She wasted more time and effort. It made her job more difficult for her to run out the door and yell at someone for doing something that didn't cost them a dime. In fact, I'm paying for it. Oh, you're 2 minutes late. Well, I paid my taxes on time. How about that? Yeah. Cut me some slack, lady. Have a little grace. Have a little mercy on people. You know? So I was running 2 minutes late. There have been times I've been tempted just to throw my trash right there at the gate when they sometimes they've closed early a couple occasions. I've actually had the thought of just leaving my trash there, at the gate. Let them deal with it. If I knew there was nothing in the trash that could identify me, I would probably do that. What are they going to do with it? They're going to throw it away. What gets me is these trash trucks drive. I live fairly close to this dump that I'm talking about. And these dump trucks, the trash trucks, I should say, the garbage trucks, they drive up and down the roads here in this area. And stuff flies out of the top of them all the time. It's either liquids dripping out of the back of them and getting all over your car, or this stuff falling out of them, blowing out the top or out the back. All kinds of trash on the sidewalks and or on the streets. It's just nails. I'm picking up nails in my tires, but about once a month I usually get a nail in my tire, in one of my tires in one of my cars. It's a wonderful thing. So I pay for road hazard insurance. I've replaced almost an entire set of tires on my one vehicle. Actually, the vehicle I drove today. I think there's only one tire on there that I haven't replaced. And it's just a matter of time. So I get a new set of tires every year for about $80. Well, I think they upped the road hazard insurance now. Of course, it's going up because, you know, supply chain. It's getting hard to find insurance now because it's on a boat outside of New York there somewhere. So the price has to go up. So now it's probably $100 a year, $120 a year, whatever it is. I think it went up to like 30. It went from $20 or $19 per tire now. I think it's up to 30 some dollars a tire, $31 a tire. Where's tire? The price of tires is going up because the price of oil is going up. I don't know if you know it or not, but tires, you know, part of the industry. So we got over that. She went to counseling. I went on about my life, laughing hysterically at her psychosis. So we don't have a whole lot of news right now that I particularly want to talk about. I had kind of a ruckus show yesterday. Didn't have a show last night. I really wanted to do a show last night, but I just didn't. You know, one show a day is all I'm guaranteeing for what you pay for this podcast. For what it costs you, you're getting more than your money's worth. Let me just say that. Well, you're getting your money's worth. I'll just say that. You're not getting more than. That's an exaggeration. I shouldn't go there. You're getting what you pay for. Let's just put it that way. I can't emphasize that enough. Started off my day this morning listening to Jordan Peterson. What was the thing he was talking about this morning? The podcast was maybe a couple weeks old or so. And he was like a giddy little schoolgirl. He had found somebody he could talk to that could talk on his level. You know, I can talk to Jordan Peterson. I'm sure I could talk to him. I could interview him. Sure. I know I could. The problem is interviewing somebody like that. I can walk into that knowing full well he's intellectually far. I can't talk on his level intellectually. Let's talk about seating the valves on a Chevy 350. Yeah, let's talk about that. Something I could probably outdo him on. And then we'll see how smart he is. I always had this. I really like Jordan Peterson. He's a deep thinker. He's very wise in that respect. However, he's very logical, very logically minded, and he's thought through a lot of issues. He has some fundamental ways of thinking that I think that help him to analyze and be quick on his toes. Now, having said that, there are some issues though with this, and this is he was talking about religion a little bit with this guy. And they were discussing all the different. They were throwing words out that I can't spell, let alone know what they are. I've never used them in my life. And they're using. I think they were speaking English. Maybe they're talking in French. I don't know. That they were going on and on. And I could understand most of their, you know, I could understand about 20% of their conversation. But they were going on about all this different stuff about the differences in, you know, this guy's name was John that he was interviewing. And of course, that means gift from God. And of course, they were talking about that and relative. I think this guy actually was the producer or the director for the show 24. And he was being interviewed about this, all this child custody stuff and all the issues he was having with that kind of thing and how unfair the child custody system and CPS is. And it is. It's absolutely horrifying what the power that they have to really screw things up in your life. Now, granted, then they're all motivated by this sense of righteous indignation. They think they have they're going to go in and save everybody, save the children.
It's the children.
And in reality, they're, yeah. Not always. Sometimes there's issues. So, anyway, he was talking about this whole thing, and he was going on about all this stuff about religion and stuff, and he even talked a little bit about Hebrew thought, which I really appreciate when Western theologians or pastors, people of faith, are willing to discuss the issues of Hebrew thought compared to Greek thought, relational thought as opposed to logical thought. Now, I think that's where Jordan probably has a little bit of a weakness, maybe. He's extremely good at logical thought, and I think he's trying to figure God out in some ways. Now, I don't know if he would admit that or not. I don't know. Maybe I'm underestimating the guy, but he's trying to, I think, put in a box or analyze or psychoanalyze the whole process of understanding how we kind of create God in our psyche, or how we relate to God and who God really is. There's something about that that's very strongly what I see is what I call a Greek way of thinking, which is we can figure it out. There's a formula. God is not that way at all. In fact, he's totally other than that. I think that he gives us a good example of this. It's kind of like, and I don't mean to generalize, but I am. I generalize. The relationship between a man and a woman. Men like to figure stuff out, get it, you know, put it in a box, get it all figured out. And, you know, that's why more men just tend to be engineers. They tend to be mechanical. They tend to be fixers and hands-on type people. They just tend to be that way. Okay, it's a generalization, but that's, by and large, overwhelmingly, they excel in those areas. Now, having said that, when it comes to a relationship with a woman, that we want to figure them out. We want to say, if I do this, we want the formula. We want to know if I do this and this, then I've fulfilled my husbandry duties or whatever. I don't know. And that's not the way women are. Women are an adventure every day. You can't figure them out. They can't figure themselves out. They are, if you could, then you'd get bored with them and that would be it. And that's not the way God intended it to be. It was supposed to be this thing where you'll never figure them out. Every day's an adventure. Every day is a challenge. Every day is a roller coaster ride. Some would say chaos, but I'm not going to go there. Let's just not use that word. So it's just, it's this never-ending discovery of who they are and what in the world they want. But I digress. That's kind of where I think we have this example in some ways of who God is and the fact that he's always the same, but there's always different facets. That's why girls like diamonds. Maybe does that have something to do with it? Some women like diamonds because they're so multifaceted. It's like every time you think you've counted all the facets, you go back again and there's more. Kind of like you can't remember where one facet was and how the light looked through this facet or that facet. It's fascinating. I don't know. That's probably not a word. But the... I don't know, I'm on a roll here. I wish I had a roll. Cinnamon roll would be good right now. I want to go through some headlines just to, before I dig myself into a really deep hole, of which I cannot get out of. Look here. We're going to go through some headlines here from Reliable News Now. Let's just look at this. Canadian police investigated for blatantly, brutally caught on tweets and text messages. Blatant brutality. I'm trying to read through a couple of cords and cables here. I've got strung along. I need to move this. Look at this big, huge screen. I can just move this over here where I can see it. Canadian police investigated for blatant brutality caught on tweets and text messages. Oh, that's surprising. That's not what we were being told by the police who investigated themselves. Didn't find anything wrong. And yet there is video. Evidence. One reporter from the Rebel News, in fact, I just happened to hear about this the other day, was shot point blank in her arm with a flare gun. Or one of those bang guns or whatever they are. The bang sticks or whatever. Yeah. Biden and Putin, this is the way they write this, some of these headlines is kind of weird. Biden, Putin signal future confrontation over Ukraine. Really? Well, that's surprising. Didn't see that coming. Parliament grants Putin right to deploy military in Ukraine. I don't know what parliament it was. I'm assuming it was European. I'm assuming was it England? I don't know where it is. Chi-Com news outlet accidentally leaks censorship instructions. Were they instructions to our current administration or was it some other administration? Who knows? Justin Trudeau reveals end stage of fake liberal democracy. I'm not sure exactly what. This is an article by, it's on Revolver. Doesn't say who wrote it. Oh, good. Now all the pop-ups are coming up. I'm not sure what freeze the bank accounts, all the stuff that's going on. Yeah. There's one lady. What's this lady's name? What's her name? I've heard a lot about her recently. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland. It's announcing their effort to keep the surveillance power on a permanent basis. She says it's a way to increase the quality and quantity of intelligence and make more information available to support investigations by law enforcement. Well, gee, wouldn't it be great if they could just do whatever they wanted to? Yeah, we could solve a lot of crimes that way if they could just investigate anything they wanted to and had access to everything. Because, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. I mean, they can, unless it's against them, then there's a problem. Let's talk about Trudeau's life. They can't use the word corruption on the parliament floor there in Canada. They can use scandalous. Apparently, someone was chided the other day for using the word corrupt government. Because, that couldn't possibly be true. It's quite an accusation. Yeah, I'm sure there's no corruption. Not a smidgen. Corruption in the IRS, Obama would say. Not a smidgen in the IRS. The IRS, of all places. You know, that famous organization known for its credibility and much like the FBI. Nothing but a bunch of heroes over there. Yeah, that's what that is. Heroes. But I digress. Let's look at some other headlines here. We've got, what else do we have here? Reliable News Now. It's always reliable. It's always news, and it's always now. The Biden ramps up war of words as Putin's tanks roll. Let's see what else we got here. They're talking about unionizing congressional staffs. That sounds like a great idea. A staff union for Congress. Let's see what else we got here. We got after surviving communist thugs, former refugee beaten by Trudeau's thugs, New York gives up on boosters, will not require shots for healthcare workers. I wonder why they gave up on that. By the way, this whole thing with COVID here is just things are dropping like flies. It's interesting how quickly things are dropping. Now, keep in mind, Biden just signed in kept the Emergency Act going. The Emergency Acts, I don't even understand what it's all about, but I think it gives the government certain powers under the Emergency Act. They're keeping the mandates and that kind of thing in place. However, there are companies dropping those things like flies now. They're dropping them. I mean, people've just had it. Now the problem, and I was talking about this a little bit yesterday. We have to be very careful. There's a freedom convoy now that's moving towards. They want to be in on the Hill before the State of the Union address. They want to be able to have enough people there to shut down Capitol Hill, basically shut down D.C., just clog up the roads in protest over the whole thing. It's not just truckers. That's why it's called a freedom convoy, not a trucker convoy. It's not just truckers, but the truckers are kind of pushing this. And people who are driving cars are even getting involved in this thing. And what's happening is there's even an airline pilot group, and there's a couple other groups that are involved in this thing. Medical care workers, that kind of stuff. I guess the Supreme Court shot down something the other day about something about mandates. I don't know what that was about. However, I was trying to watch Facts Matter by Roman, whatever his name is. He had a thing on last night about the CDC and how they were withholding all these droves of information and how they were manipulating numbers. There was something got leaked out. Apparently somebody discovered something about how they were talking about numbers of people below the age of 60, I believe it was, or 65, somewhere on there. So it was people under a certain age. But they were excluding information on people from 18 to 39 or 49, something like that. They were excluding a bunch of information based on this. It was the most ridiculous manipulation of numbers that is allegedly happening. By the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not an epidemiologist or a virologist. I'm not a scientist of any kind. In fact, I'm not really certified in anything or have any kind of degrees. So I'm just a guy with a microphone who knows how to push the record button. So just take my opinions, do what you want with them. This is purely for your enjoyment and your entertainment purposes. I'm sure you're getting a lot of that. Like I said, money's worth. There you go. So, yeah, this whole thing is being... People are running away from this. Now, they're all saying, well, you know, all I have to do is put pressure on, get everybody vaccinated. Well, so there's only 5% of our workforce that's going to leave, or 2% of our workforce is going to leave. That's great. And you're about 10% behind on hiring. So what are you going to do about that? That's 2% you could not afford to give up. They act like they're fat on workers. And what is going on with this? Are people still getting, apparently this Emergency Act thing, people are still getting unemployment and getting the extra money. Apparently. Because nobody's going back to work. And there's plenty of jobs out there. It's and yet they're saying, well, the unemployment rate. See, so what happens is they have this N2 number or this V1 or whatever, U3, whatever it is. I don't know what they call them all. Unemployment is not what it used to be. They have different ways of figuring it out and the numbers and the old numbers. It's like, okay, so we've lost like 20 million jobs. But because we have the jobs that are there or whatever, they base unemployment on some weird number, weird calculation now. We actually had, how was it? We had a loss of jobs. And yet more people, they said, claim more people were working. It was this backwards formula thing where they said, oh, look, the economy's better. Unemployment's down. And yet there was a loss of jobs. It was very obvious on its face. I can't remember the form. If I had time to think about it, I would probably be able to figure out what they were saying, but I can't remember what it was. Because, you know, that's what you, like, again, what I said. What did I say earlier? You get what you pay for. There you go. Let's dig a little deeper into some of these headlines. Capitol Police ask for National Guard help ahead of possible protest convoy. And that's what I was talking about earlier. So this issue here that we have, we're facing, we have a couple things going on. We are going to see gas prices rise. Fuel and energy prices are going to rise. Now, we intentionally and voluntarily, Biden, with the swoop of his pen, took us from a place of being energy independent to being energy dependent. Put us back in the whole thing. And that was one of the major things that was keeping us as a power in the world economically, that kept things more stable than any army could do. That's what kept Putin was in check by doing that. He's not now. Sanction. You don't think he knew that sanctions were coming and he's doing what he's doing now? He is absolutely aware. He's playing chess. I don't even think Biden can spell checkers. He's playing like chutes and ladders, if you know what that is from days of old. I don't even think I probably can't even get that game anymore. It's probably racist. Or Candyland. So, that's what's happening right now on the world stage. And we have put ourselves in this weak position. Intentionally. I'm convinced they knew what was going to happen. Tucker Carlson last night was just eviscerating this whole thing with Ukraine. Now, I understand where Tucker's coming from, and I can appreciate, I probably lean a little bit more towards what he's saying than what the Republican establishment is saying. I bet Liz Cheney has an opinion that differs very greatly from Tucker's opinion. These people are war hawks. They are warmongers. They believe that our military has to continue to... See, there's a whole bunch of money flowing in the military-industrial complex. And strangely enough, a lot of that money trickles back into the pockets of those who continue to keep them fluid with cash. I wonder how that works. So these individuals are pro-war because they realize that machine has to flow and it's the American way, we have to defend Ukraine, because Hunter makes so much money from Ukraine that we can't stop that. But that's not a scandal. No, that's not scandalous. Not at all. No, he's not a puppet from a Ukrainian puppet. No, not, of course not. No, that's not good old Joe. Oh, not Joe. His children are perfect. Let's go after Trump's kids. Right now, even today, they're still going after him. Okay, so that's an issue. My concern is that, this is part of the Rules for Radicals game. I was listening to a YouTuber this morning. It's a lady, what is her name? Lady somebody. Let's see, what do we got here? Lady somebody. What's her name? I'll find it. It's here. I know it is. Oops, that's wrong. There we go. Rita Lady. Rita Lady? I guess it is. Rita Lady. R-I-T-A Lady. Kind of a small channel. Not a lot of following. I think I was one of three people who had commented on her posting this morning. She just posted this 11 hours ago, and I probably made my comment about 2 or 3 hours ago. Has a couple hundred views on this thing. And she was talking about this whole thing with Afghanistan, the Afghanistan refugees, and the way they are planting them all over the country and the places that they're planting them. Thousands of them. Supposedly, they're translators. However, most of them don't speak English. So I don't know what they were translating. And of course, there's the issues of extreme abuse. And this is weird. It's weird that this is not being talked about. This is just, it always blows my mind that we're somehow xenophobic if we say something about traditions within Islam. And I'm talking about radical traditions within Islam. Those who would have me beheaded just for saying so. That the way they view children and women are diametrically opposed to the woke movement right now. And yet the woke movement is the one who's defending them as some kind of oppressed class. Look, I don't care what your religion is. I do care about what you do, because that affects someone else. And your actions, of course, are spring from your ideology, which I think is why it's important that we have the ability to debate ideology and to have actually an open discourse, discussion, disagreement, debate. And if we don't have that, then we are doomed. Because only one side gets to be in charge, so to speak, and tell you what you will think. That's not a healthy society. It's not a healthy relationship. Not healthy in any way. Now, and I realize I'm just rambling here on topics today. That's just what I'm doing today. Because that's just the mood I'm in. So, if you're looking for something that's, highly organized and analytical, well, you're looking in the wrong place. Let's look at some of the headlines today on YouTube. Let's go to YouTube now and look at some of the headlines that I've got here. Ukraine is telling its citizens, the Ukrainian citizens, to leave Russia, unless you want to stay there. This is an interesting development. I meant to talk about this morning. Germany is suspending Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. This is a big deal. I didn't see this coming. I did not think that Germany would do this. This is why gas prices are going to shoot through the roof, and why Putin himself, however you pronounce it, I like to call him Putin. He's just putting around. So this is going to anger him. This whole thing is getting stirred up now to the point where he's put himself in this position, in my opinion. However, this whole thing, the way I understand it, is The pipeline is almost needed because they can't get a... Ukraine kind of stands in the way. The reason the reason he's interested in Ukraine is because he can't move goods and services, mostly goods, oil, via truck or over land through Ukraine because that's a problem. Burisma is all a part of this, and there's corruption connected to Burisma, which is an energy company, through Ukraine to Russia. There are absolutely Russian sympathizers within Burisma, which is the company that Joe Biden's son, Hunter, was working for as an advisor. He knows nothing about oil. Getting paid ridiculous amounts of money. But, you know, that's because that's what people do. But there's nothing to see here. It's not, he wasn't buying it, you know, they weren't buying influence from the vice president, now the president, I guess. Former vice president, we'll just call him that. Just craziness. But the thing that they want to do, and this is, Rita Lady was talking about this morning and how this isn't being reported about what's happening with the Afghan refugees. They're bringing thousands of them, tens of thousands of them, planting them in all these rural areas that are, you know, she's black. So I mean, she was saying how they're planting them in these areas that are like 98%, 97% white. Because, you know, there's no conspiracy about the whole replacement ideology. Have to replace the white man. They don't want to change the demographic. No, they don't want to do that. They've admitted to doing that, by the way. They've admitted to wanting to do that and deliberately doing that. Chuck Schumer even said it from his little podium thing he talks on. So this is an ideology they're pressing. The problem with not knowing anything about it or not having it in the news cycle, on the agenda or the narrative, they don't have to, because part of Rules for Radicals, the book, that basically this is their playbook. This is the main one that they go with. Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals, and it's basically a book about how to overthrow the powers that be. This is what they do. The radicals are doing this. And what they listen to is, or what they ascribe to is, to overwhelm the system to the point where they can pick and choose what stories they want to hit, because you can only have just so much time in a day to cover so many stories. Now, MSNBC has decided that about 60 to 70% of their coverage is going to be nothing but Trump is going to jail, the walls are closing in, he's at the end of his rope. That's pretty much their, everybody that's on MSNBC, that's pretty much their tagline. Trump is going to jail, Trump is in trouble, Trump's at the end of his rope. Looks like this spells the end for the beginning of the end for Trump. Trump's going to jail. We're going to keep reporting that for the next 40 years. Trump's app is in trouble. Because, and then real small, Trump app opens today, but experiences many troubles. Yeah, because there were so many people downloading it that it practically blew up the Apple servers. Apple servers. Yeah. No small feat there. That's some pretty good tea, by the way. Just want to interject that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of weeks. They do know, they've already made it very clear that, and this is some behind the scenes inside baseball stuff. They've made it very clear that as COVID winds down, they need to find another, and sadly, Omicron, in the words of Bill Gates, sadly, Omicron has become better at immunizing people against COVID than their vaccines have. Sadly. That's too bad. So that's Bill Gates's idea. Now, so they keep the system overwhelmed so that they can pick and choose what they want to be in the news. Well, right now, what's the big thing in the news right now, other than MSNBC and Trump's going to jail? And they want to ignore and belittle and downplay anything that Hillary Clinton was involved in, even though that's an actual investigation by someone named Durham, that I'm actually shocked and amazed that they're even probing anywhere near Hillary Clinton. I guess I don't know this guy. I don't know if this guy's real or not. I've never seen a video of Durham doing anything. It's always this picture of him. It's always a thumbnail picture of him, like his face with his beard, like his goatee thing going on, you know, just got this mean look on his face. Now, some other pictures of him have come out. I'm going to do a Google. I'm just going to search on YouTube. Durham. Probe. Is it John Durham? I think it's John. I don't know. Interesting. I typed in Durham investigation and it doesn't even automatically fill. Yeah. Durham, that's I spelled it right. It is absolutely, there's no video of this guy. There's, you know, just the thumbnail, special counsel Durham charges Democratic lawyer with lying to FBI. That's the only thing on the MSNBC thing. Durham spins Trumpian tail. Now they're saying Durham. Now they're belittling Durham. Durham spins Trumpian tail with Russia scandal investigation indictments. Rachel Maddow, of course, points out that Donald Trump's special counsel holdover John Durham. Oh, now it's Trump's special counsel in his mission to demonize. Good old Rachel Maddow. You can count on her for some really good information right there. She's not propaganda. She's the real deal. I've never found a video of John Durham anywhere. Is that his name, John? Yeah, John Durham. They're keeping this out of the news cycle because they have so many other things that they can report on. And, you know, when Jimmy Kimmel comes out and says, they're claiming that Hillary was spied on President Clinton. Hillary didn't spy on Hillary. Oh, okay. We're just supposed to take your word for it there, Jimmy. Thanks, Jimmy, for letting us know the real truth. Because you know, you got the inside information that we need to know. You're not conducting a multi-million dollar investigation. Now, do I trust John Durham? No, I don't. I don't trust him. I really don't. Until this guy proves his salt, I'm not pro or anti John Durham. I'm not against him. I'm not for him. I don't know. We'll see how he performs here. If he, you know, does all this investigation stuff and comes up with evidence and says all these people are exonerated because XYZ, if he can lay out his case before the American people, that's fine. If he does all this investigation and just comes back and says, didn't see anything, didn't find anything, nothing to see here, move along. I got a couple of these little guys at the bottom working for other people, working for the big dogs. But apparently the big dogs didn't know what the little guys were doing. They were independent operators. Rogue elements. Hillary didn't know anything about it, even though she paid them to do what they were doing. So that's, they're not, you know, they're the ones who went off and did this. They misunderstood her. When she said plant evidence on Donald Trump through his servers, here's the thing about this that nobody has really put together, and it kind of surprises me. Maybe because they can't come out and say it, or because there's no evidence for it, because they just ignore it. In order for anybody who was working in this law firm, see, you have to understand how this works. So here's in a nutshell, here's how this happened. Hillary Clinton's lawyer, one of her law firms, that works for her. She pays. They work for her at her behest. This guy who claims he didn't know Hillary, didn't have any kind of connection to Hillary at all, and yet he was her lawyer. Flat out lied to the FBI, and that's why I think that's one of the reasons that one of the guys got indicted. I think that's part of it. Said he didn't have any connection to Hillary Clinton whatsoever, and yet she was his client. Now, this guy, this law firm, apparently was hired to investigate Donald Trump. to spy on Donald Trump. Now, this they claim it was during now her side of the story. She claims it was during the Obama administration that they were spying. Obama was still president when they were checking him out. Now, not according to the dates on the servers. And this was not a deal where they had any kind of interest in really spying on him. They knew he wasn't guilty of doing anything with Russia. Or they were pretty sure of that. But for some reason, they thought that they could convince investigators and plant enough evidence to get him in trouble and get him indicted. This is a coup. This is treason, in my opinion. And yes, it should be dealt with as such. Yes, it's. I know people like to throw that word around. This is the definition of treason: trying to overthrow a sitting president by planting false information, setting him up and framing him, walking around the Capitol grounds with Russian cell phones, trying to call the White House, making phone calls to and from people within the administration to try to create connections, trying to plant information on servers. Now, I do believe that what Hillary said was partially true. This was during the Obama administration, and here's the tie to Obama, and here's where it goes. Of course, Obama's squeaky clean, not a scandal. No scandals at all within his administration. Nothing like Fast and Furious or the IRS scandal. Nothing like that. Joe Biden and his son, you know, that he knew about. You know Obama knew everything that was going on there. You can't tell me. And if he was, then he's even more incompetent than I thought. Because that's just, it's just downright ridiculous that he wouldn't know what his vice president's doing, what his vice president's son is doing. In fact, he claims he made a statement to Joe. Well, hope you know what you're doing. Of course, Joe Biden said Hunter's the smartest guy he knows. I guess that includes Obama. He's smarter than Obama, apparently. Smartest guy he knows. Now, you'd expect a father to say that about his son. He can get away with that. But I guess, you know, he's the smartest guy he knows, and he knew Obama pretty well. So apparently he's smarter than Obama. Gee, that's amazing. Have you seen the pictures of him? So, having said all of that, in the midst of this, what ends up happening is they attempt to plant information on the servers. Now, this access to the servers, I almost guarantee you that with some assistance from certain alphabet soup organizations, before Obama left office, they probably had some back doors put into the system. I don't know if they could just clear out all their servers and they use different servers for the new administration. I'm not sure how that works. I would assume so, but I don't know. I would assume there's also some presidential like the executive branch servers that probably don't change. They probably just, I would almost bet my left toenail, which I'm not sure why I have, on this idea that they somehow set up a back door to the server under the Obama administration, and I'm sure he knew full well what was going on, so that they could get in and plant information. Now, she was claiming Russian interference before Trump took office, between the election and Inauguration Day. And she was the one, including her lawyer, who came forward and suggested to the FBI that they needed to look into it. And here they were, the ones who were planting the information. Let alone the whole thing with Christopher Steele and all the whole Russia scandal, Russiagate thing. and the original Mueller investigation that found no evidence, flat out told everybody there was no evidence of Trump or any of his family being involved with the Russians. So, all of that is being covered up by the news cycle because there's so many other news stories to talk about. So we have the border crisis that continues to go on, and it's just as bad as it was. It's been ridiculous over the past year. They're estimating they've had over 2 million encounters in the last year with illegal aliens, people coming across the border. That's the ones that they've had encountered. How many others have slipped through? What kind of contraband has slipped through? And now, at the same time, we're bringing things and people across the border. We are bringing people from Afghanistan that have not been checked. In fact, the State Department actually reluctantly said it is believed through their account. This was actually an inspector general. He said the inspector general was inspecting the State Department and discovered that there are thousands of people who have come from Afghanistan who were on the terror watch list, who somehow slipped through the vetting process. What kind of recipe for disaster? So see, they have to have this. They have to have some kind of internal fear, because they live, they thrive. Their power thrives on fear, keeping people in fear. It is one of the greatest manipulators and motivators for people to be willing to give up their liberties. Now look at the Patriot Act. Right after 9/11, everybody was looking behind every bush for a terrorist. They're everywhere. They're coming for us. They're everywhere. We got to have the Patriot Act so that we can make everything safe. We have to come up with a new department called the Homeland Security. Homeland Security. Yeah, that's what we need, administration. And then we have to have TSA. We have to have a TSA. That'll be great. All the security now at airports is going to be federalized, which it's not anymore. There's privatized companies now coming in as well, which was an absolute mess when it first started. I know, I was there. I was flying on September 10th. I was not flying on September 11th. I was home. I was off. Craziness. It's craziness. Insanity. But that's how they operate. They use fear, and this is part of the Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals deal. Create a crisis, and you probably even heard former Attorney General what's his name? Can't remember his name now. Good. I've forgotten a good. He's not living rent-free in my brain. There was a former Attorney General under Obama that even mentioned this. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. Use it for political clout, for political advantage. People are afraid. We have a solution. It's like they want to bring in more, because they're in a bubble. They don't care. They can put fences up around the Capitol to keep themselves snuggle in their bubble. We're just going to all sit here and snuggle in our bubble. We can put the fences up again. Keep these crazy hanyaks from coming in here. The crazy hanyaks are inside the fence, folks. The average, everyday, hardworking people. And make no mistake, folks. This is where it gets dangerous. They are actively planting provocateurs and informants. Not just informants. It goes beyond that. It goes to the point where you've got this guy who was out on the street on January 6th, even the night before on January 5th, convincing people, we need to go inside the Capitol. And people were saying, Fed, and, you know, accusing him of, you know, saying, we're not doing that, we're not going with you, you're a Fed. People overwhelmingly recognized this guy for what he was. He was number 35, I think, on the FBI wanted list, and then all of a sudden, they took him off. Is it named Phipps or whatever it is? Several people like that they've discovered. One guy who was interviewed and was kind of an informant, this guy, I just saw this recently, there's a report today. I just happened to catch this video. I think it was just something I clicked on the side of a recommended video. And this guy confronted him. He said, you know, right after I was interviewed by the FBI, this guy showed up and pretended to be some guy that they were after. He was number 300 and something on the list of FBI most wanted. He was taken off the list. And then he has pictures of this guy, the same guy, with a sidearm and an earpiece in on January 6th at the Capitol. That's a crime. Who's he working for? Of course, he just ran off. He was trying to get his bike in his truck, and he got his bike in his truck, and he drove off. Meanwhile, they're trying to, you know, they're saying, hey, dude, you know, you might be in trouble. We're here to pray for you. You can trust us. You can, you know, you can tell us what you need to, you know, what's wrong? What's happening? Are they after you? He knew full well what's going on. But this is the way they work. This is the way they operate. And this is what we have to look forward to. Now, this is what concerns me about this is that they are so power hungry that I don't know what they will do. They know they're on the ropes at the 2022 election. The best that I think that they can hope for, and I'm not sure if this is going to be the case or not, but the best they can hope for is that they lose the House and the Senate in 2022, this year, in November. And then somehow they are able to blame, over the next 2 years, all the stuff that's happening on Congress, on the Republicans. And of course, the Republicans are going to kowtow to, the establishment Republicans will kowtow to this. The Republicans who are there, who want to see investigations, they'll get their investigations. But you remember the whole Hillary Clinton investigation with Trey Gowdy and how he was going after Hillary Clinton and all these people, he's going after everybody. Nothing came of that. Gee, I wonder why. Chaffetz and Trey Gowdy. Or, you know, we thought we were kind of, they were kind of this little dynamic duo thing going on there, along with, you know, Lee and all those other people that were still, they're still on Congress. They were going after him. We thought something was going to happen. Well, this guy's a bulldog. He kind of made a name for himself by doing everything he was doing. And then, just all of a sudden, hey, guess what? I got a job at Fox News. Oh, so did I. Okay, we're going to retire. Okay, that's great. Now, you know, I still don't understand. Everybody bailed out in 2018. This is where things really hit the fan. I think a lot of the establishment Republicans, and good for them for leaving. In 2016, they really thought there was going to be this ridiculous landslide victory from the left because of Donald Trump, and they were trying to disassociate themselves with the current administration. They were almost ashamed that they won in 2016. So they were retiring in 2018 because they just thought there was backlash was going to hit so hard. There's like 18 of them, I think. There's a bunch of them retired, 15 of them. All these people retired from the Republican establishment in the Congress. Because, again, they didn't want to run because I think they lose their war chest. They would have to spend their money on their campaign and then they would just lose it. So they were raising money as long as they could all throughout their time there, and then they decided they were going to retire. Ah, we're going to retire. Not going to run again. All that money we were stocking up to run again, we're just going to keep all that. Thanks. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I don't know. Maybe somebody can correct me. By the way, there's a phone number listed on my on the listing for this. I think it gets posted to Spotify and a couple of places. I think it's actually, there's a phone number in there that doesn't work. I just tried to call it yesterday. That phone number used to work. I don't know. I think that phone number may have been like a Magic Jack thing or something. I'm not sure what that was. And I had that phone number around. I thought that phone number was supposed to go to my office here, and it does not go to my office. So I don't know where that phone number goes. It just goes into La La Land. So never mind that phone number. That's why I'm not getting any calls, apparently. However, if you want to send an email, I think there is it the news according to me at Gmail? I'm not sure what it is. I'll have to check on that. Let me see if I can send myself an email and see if that works. It might. I don't know. I'll have to try that. It probably doesn't work. Let's see if I could, if I just do this, I can change the screen over to there. I'm going to send myself an email right here, live, recorded live right here, right for your whatever. Okay, here we go. I write an email. The news, according to me at gmail.com. Testing. Let's just try this. Testing. Here we go. Testing. I'm going to try it. No, it doesn't pop up there. So much for that. Oh, it just got sent. Okay, yeah, there's nothing. Nothing there. Oh, look, I just won $80 million. So that's what it says here. Yes, you won $80 million. That's great. Huh. Well, there's some updates. I'll just get rid of that. Get rid of that. That and that. I'm going through my emails here while I'm talking to you. That's pretty exciting. It's like watching paint dry. Yeah. Nobody said this was a... You know, if you've listened this long, you're probably just going to keep listening. It is time... I guess it is time to cancel the show. I guess or to cancel the show. It's time to close this show down. It's been a little over an hour now. I made it through the hour without falling off my chair or falling asleep. So I think it's time to just... Cue the music. Cue the exit music or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called. So, I need to come up with a new theme song. Maybe I'll write one. You know, I've got all this stuff. I used to do all these, the TNA to me singers used to come in and do their little thing, do their little bits. It's been a long time since we did that. The show used to be a lot more fun. When Rabbi Rick was here, he used to keep me laughing, keep the creative juices flowing. We just used to sit around and laugh at each other. That's what it used to be. But yeah, I do appreciate you listening. Especially if you've listened this long, and probably you just don't have a way. You're probably busy driving or can't get to the shutoff button or something. I got a technical problem. So once again, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing and downloading, liking, commenting, sharing. Thanks for listening. God bless everybody. Have a great day.